that live in the city. I can't believe you know that. Do you know what they call the great big ones that make a loud noise?
Hold on.
Yes. I didn't know these things. Do you know what you call a little bitty one that makes a kind of a high-pitched sound?
Is it the Hawkeye?
Okay. There's one. All right.
A tree owl.
Very good. Have you ever heard of one called a screech owl?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you say that?
A screech owl.
Is that the same as a tree owl?
I don't know.
I think it might be. I think that's another name for it. The kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Yeah. Have you ever heard it called a peckerwood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you say that for me?
Peckerwood.
Now, have you ever heard that used any other way?
Yeah.
I know you have. Tell me how you've heard that used. You can say it to me. It won't hurt my feelings. You've never heard it used any other way? Come on. What have you heard it used?
A lot of people call white people
peckerwood. Oh, white people peckerwood, sure. Nobody's ever called me that, but I knew that too. Anything like that, it doesn't hurt my feelings. I'm not pretty sensitive about that. You can tell me. This is a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back.
Skunk.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard it called a polecat? No. That's a country word. Have you ever heard the word, in talking about animals, kind of crawly kind of animals, have you ever heard anybody call them varmints?
Rats.
Yeah, call rats and things. Have you ever heard them call them varmints?
Uh-huh, on Beverly Hills, call them varmints.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody here call them that? No. Okay. You're really sensitive to things like that. You're amazing. The kind of bushy tail animal that runs up in the tree.
Squirrel.
Do you know more than one type of squirrel? Do you know
tree squirrel?
Okay. And
about the only one.
Okay.
A ground squirrel and tree squirrel.
Ground squirrel and tree squirrel. Very good. Yeah. My next question was going to be ground squirrel. As a matter of fact. Have you ever heard of a fox squirrel? Red squirrel? Gray squirrel?
Gray squirrel.
Oh, okay. Ever heard of a mountain boomer? Name some types of fish that people might catch around here, if you know any.
Catfish, buffalo, brim.
Brim, too.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Garfish.
Uh-huh.
Lots of fish.
You know yet?
Nope, not no more.
That's good.
Buffalo.
Do people eat buffalo?
Mm-hmm.
Do they eat garfish?
I don't know about the
garfish,
but we eat buffalo.
Brim, yeah, I like brim. What do you call things that pearls grow in?
Oysters.
Nobody ever knows that either. What do you call those things that make croaking noises around the pond?
Crickets.
Okay, crickets, yeah, that's one thing. I didn't make that clear enough. This is something bigger than a cricket.
A frog?
Yes, a frog. You know what you call the big ones that make kind of a loud noise?
Toad frog.
Okay, how about
bullfrog?
Okay. How about any little frogs that you might hear in the tree?
Tree frog.
You know, tree frog.
They're the same color as the bark on the trees.
Oh, are they? I didn't know that. And so they just kind of.
You can't distinguish them.
You can't
blend in.
But you can hear them, and so you know they're doing that.
If you get up close, you can see them, but other than that, you can't tell.
Gosh, I did not know that. I had never heard that. What do you call the things that you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms. Bait.
Right. Do you know, have you ever heard of, let's see. And talk about, do you ever hear them called red worms? Have you ever heard that?
Mm-mm.
How about earthworms?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that one.
Night crawlers.
Oh, you've heard night crawlers. Very good. How about angleworms?